大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam, bringing you all the latest vocabularies and informations.
好，那刚刚 Adam 故意的啊、他在两个不应该加 S 的词后面加了 S， 那两个词就是
vocabulary and information。
对，那就是我们注意到很多朋友即使是英语水平很好的，好像、比较容易在一些你概念里认为它可以是复数的词后面加 S， 比如像词汇，对吧，词汇量 vocabulary、因为啊，如果 我知道很多词汇，那 I know many vocabularies.
Yeah, so thank you teacher for teaching us the wonderful vocabularies.
对，但其实呢在英语里面有 there's a set of words、很容易让你 confused 的、他们其实是都是不可数的，对不对？
Right.
So they're uncountable and there's no plural form. 所以今天呢我们就要把这一系列的词告诉你啊，以后帮你来避免这些错误。好，那大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，把今天的这张列表收起来 and avoid these low-level mistakes in the future. OK, 那 before we go into these words, Adam, 我们还是先来说说英语里这个单数、复数、可数、不可数的概念吧。
Okay, we've got singular, that's just no S. We've got plural, that's many. And then we have these ideas of countable and uncountable.
啊、对 ,countable 就是后面可以加 S 的，对不对？
Basically,
uncountable 就是像我们说的什么 vocabulary 啊、information 啊、knowledge 这些。
Right. The words that we always say, you have a bit of information, or a bit of water, or a bit of whatever.
嗯，对。好，那我们就具体的来看这些词吧。第一个就是从我们说的那个 vocabulary 这个词说起。So if you know a lot of words,、那当然学任何的语言，这个词汇量都是基础啊。如果英语里要说我词汇量很大，我知道很多词 ，so you can't say I know a lot of vocabularies.
No, we usually just say you have a good vocabulary, a big vocabulary,、an awesome vocabulary.
所以可以用刚刚的那些形容词，对吧？就重点就是千万不要在 vocabulary 后面加一个 s.
That's right.
但除非你要用 words, 就 I know many words, 这个 word 后面是可以加 s 的。
That's right.
除了 vocabulary, 下面这个词是你说前几天遇到一个英语挺好的女生是吧
？Yeah.
但是
well, it was okay.、the whole point was she had the subtitles.、She was speaking Chinese, but she had、English subtitles, and she was talking about data or data.
数据是吧、
Right, but the way she had it written was datas.Datas.
哦、oh, 对，因为你想这个概念在中文里面说数据嘛，很多很多数据、也觉得好像是可以加 S 的。
Right.
但其实在英语里面 data or data 就两种发音都可以啊，但最重要的就是它不能加 S.
Right. Now actually I'll let you guys in on a little bit of trivia here. There actually is a singular form of data. It's called datum.Datum.
Ah, datum.
And if people hear, like scientists, they get really, really angry if you use data to mean one piece of datum or one datum.
Ah, 这让我想到那个八爪鱼 octopus. 它的复数有人说是 octopi.
That's okay, a different story for a different day, but you're right.
好，那 data, 同样的问题要问你了，如果就是你要 process很多的数据，要处理很多数据，可以怎么说？
Yeah, just a lot of.
I need to process. I need to run a lot of data.
A lot of data.、a boatload of data.
但反正就不是 many data.
It's not many data.
好，反正这些不能加 s 的这些 uncountable nouns， 基本上你要说很多都可以用 a lot of 来形容，是吧
？Or a bit.
Or a bit.
Right.
很少或者很多啊。好，那接下来这个词呢，我们看见的就是信息。
Okay. So information. We live in the information. information age, we do not live in the information's age.
And there is a lot of information,、mm. 不是说有 a lot of informations.
Right.
对吧？好，那再接下来的这一个呢，这个也是我常听到、朋友会说错的、mm. 就是知识。
Yes, knowledges.、
其实应该是 knowledge.
Knowledge, right?
比如我们在学校里面、或者人的一生当中要学很多知识。
Well, actually, even that, like, as a teacher before, students would always say, you know, thank you for the、many knowledges. But、even if you had the singular form right, like, thank you for the knowledge,、it's something we would never say. We wouldn't,、we don't use knowledge in the same way.
对，就是好像 knowledge...在英语里面的用法和中文不太一样
yes,
是吧、
yes.
就不是说老师 teach me knowledge、mm. 然后 knowledge 就是 it's almost like truth
yeah exactly
就像真理要是你什么、you live it experience it acquire、
yes.
是吧但你前面讲到那个 many 这个也让我想到了其实这种不可以加 s 的名词呢、mm. 你前面也不能加 many
right
对吗、嗯、你不能说 many knowledge、
right.
即使你 knowledge 后面不加 s 但你前面用了 many 也错了
right
so it's、just stick with a lot or、mm. a little
a lot or a little
好、接下来这个呢 advice
yeah、嗯、yeah so this one we often use a bit right a bit of advice a piece of advice、
对对对 advice 就是建议啊比如说 Adam 给了我很多学英语的好建议
sure Adam gave me a lot of great advice about studying English.
就是 a lot of great advice 就可以
So much. And he continues to this day.
没错啊。然后但也可以说 some advice, right?
Some advice, yeah.
对经常和朋友之间 Oh, can you give me some advice?
Right, yeah.
对你能给我一点给我一些建议吗
Right. The point is that you can't give someone many advices.
对不可以加 S 啊。好那前面我们讲了 knowledge 接下来这个我觉得也有点像啊一个是知识这个是智慧
Ah yes, wisdom
嗯智慧和 knowledge 一样的也不能加 s、
right.
对不对你不能说孔子、mm. 孔子有 Confucius
He had many
wisdoms 不是不是、mm. 英语还但是经常会说 He left many words of wisdom
Oh yeah
智慧的思想对吧？智慧的言语。
The song "Let It Be" right? Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
对对对 ，words of wisdom 啊、这个倒是常用的一个名词词组一个搭配。OK， 那前面我们看这些东西可能是比较抽象的，都是一些概念啊。接下来我们看一个特别具体的东西，一个 concrete object.
Oh, but this concrete object is not made of concrete. It's made of glass.
对，这是玻璃啊。Mm. 这个词想说呢，就是我觉得他搞的地方是确实有一个词叫 glasses.
Right, right. So we're going to come back to that in a little bit. But for now, when you're talking about like the thing that you use to make windows, you don't say glasses.
即使是说我家里有很多玻璃墙面啊、mm. 很多什么这也不是 glasses. 因为 glasses 就是
You put them on your face.
眼镜对吗、mm. What about wine glasses?
So that's,
another.
this is why I was a little bit skeptical of adding the word glass here, right?
但我觉得大家可以记住，只要你讲的是什么玻璃窗啦、mm. 玻璃门啦，这种大的一块玻璃的 surface, 这个它就是不可数的，就是 glass.
Right.
你讲到一个一个杯子。
The
beads
is okay. That's,
对、
yeah.
那是 glasses, 对不对 Can I have four glasses for our table 对倒四杯水 four glasses of water 什么的啊好那接下来我们 let's stick with these concrete things、
okay.
旅游的时候啊、mm. 我们都要带行李对不对出差的时候
we do but we do not need to bring the s along、mm. we just need our baggageOr our luggage.
对不是说哎呦我带好多箱子 I have a lot of luggages. 对
Right, well, I mean, from the Vancouver airport, I do see a lot of Chinese people, not just Chinese people, but often Chinese people with a lot of luggage.
Luggage.
Like many, many pieces of luggage, but、mm. you can't say...Luggages,
对，所以 luggage 和 baggage、mm. 这个行李的后面都不能加 s， 除非你要就是说箱子，
Suitcases is okay.
就是 OK 的、mm. 啊。好，那前面我们讲到了什么玻璃啊，什么你家的玻璃窗，那你家里还有很多家具。
Okay, so furniture.
啊，这个也是的。哎，大家可能觉得，我有很多家具啊，我有很多 furnitures 啊。对的。
That's right. You only have furniture.
对，其实我们今天讲了很多的这种。不管是 concrete 还是 abstract 具体还是抽象的东西啊，你要说很多，除了用 a lot 形容以外，都可以说什么 many pieces of.
Right, exactly.
是不是？ Mm. 就算 information 也可以说 many pieces of information.
Pieces of information.、Yeah.
嗯，然后就像这里 many pieces of furniture.
Yep.
嗯，好，那啊，接下来咱们来看一系列的动物，好啦。
Yeah, you don't want pieces of the next stuff. I guess maybe in hot pot, you'd want pieces of this.
你是说涮羊肉吗？我们这里讲到的就是羊哈。
Okay, so even when I was a kid, I remember these words being confusing. Like why one sheep, two sheep.Like,
for
example, one cow, two cows, one cow, or one pig, two pigs, one sheep, two sheep.
对，羊就是很特别的、mm. 哈，反正 sheep 后面是不能加 s 的、
right.
是吧？所以就是说 two sheep, three sheep?
Yeah, four sheep,、
oh,
five sheep.
Okay. 好，那除了羊以外呢，那个鱼？
Yeah, same for fish. So there's a very famous book called One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish.
所以就不是 fishes.
No fishes.
但是呢，国外的好像有一些 nursery rhymes, 就是和小朋友讲话的时候开玩笑、mm. 就说 Oh, many fishies.
Yeah, fishies. It's kind of cute.It's like a word like doggy or kitty,、oh, like kids will、
okay.
say it.
对对对，但是呢，其实最正确的还是不能加 s、
right.
啊。哎，这我就想，鱼和羊加起来就是中文字鲜。
啊、ah.
，You put fish and sheep together.
I guess, but I also said
very nice.
Okay.
好，那前面看过鱼虾呢？虾。
Okay, so now shrimp.
Shrimp.
嗯、mm.。
一盘像上海清炒虾仁或者杭州龙井虾仁、
mm.
A plate of shrimps.
A plate, yeah. So it's weird because these ones are actually, you know, one by one by one by、
yeah.
one. Like they are one shrimp, two. But we don't actually say shrimps.
哦、所以还是 shrimp, 虾、mm. 是吧？那虾不是还有个词 prawn? Prawn 就是可以加 s 的。
Prawn, you can, yeah.
或者龙虾 lobsters 也可以加 s,、mm. 是吧
Lobsters, yeah, only shrimp.
Shrimp 好特别哦、
嗯、
好吧好哎小龙虾 crayfish
or crawfish
对对那就不能加 s 对吧
You know, there is one other word Jenny that is I know this is a really important concept to a lot of people、and I know a lot of people are really rich、but you can't say I have a lot of moneysOr look at my monies. I've saved a lot of monies.
就钱 money,、mm. 它也是一个不可数的、
right.
对不对、好那今天我们讲的都是一些大家千万不能在后面加 s 的名词啊。但我觉得最后我们可以就讲几个好了后面一定要加 s 的东西。
Yeah, I might as well add this in just for flavor.
比如前面我们说到那个 glasses,、
mm.
对吧讲到玻璃的时候它就是 glass,、
right.
但是你讲到眼镜可是、mm. it's always like a pair of glasses.
Right, yeah.
是、两片镜片。
Right, even if you wear just the one.
The monocle.
Monocle.、
Yeah.
We, like, those aren't glasses. You can't call those glasses.、
Okay. 好除了一个 glasses, 我觉得还有一个就是、goods. 现在中美贸易战不是 you know, 美国要
tax, trade war,
yeah, Chinese goods,、然后 China、want to tax American goods.
Right.
就是说到这个商品货品、你就不能就算一件商品也不能说 one good.
One good, two goods.
因为它用起来都是 goods,、
yeah.
就是 the general idea.
Yes.
商品是吧、好最后要说的这一个呢我觉得就是日常特别常用就是我们的衣服。
Oh, right. So clothes.
对。
The problem with this word is that ES, right? It does, I've heard a lot of people say clothes.
Clothes, 对。
Right? Which is really hard to say. Clothes.
但其实我比如我要买衣服有很多衣服就可以是
There's a lot of clothes
就是 clothes 就可以了、
Yeah, but we don't actually say pieces of clothes, right?、It's just a lot of clothes、or a few clothes
Okay, got it 好，那今天我们做的这期节目呢，希望大家觉得很实用啊，日常生活当中make sure you know which nouns are countable, which are uncountable, know your singular and your plural. 好，那感谢大家的收听。如果你想改正自己一些不地道的英语啊，而且 let's face it, 我们从小也不是在国外长大，肯定有很多不地道的说法，但没关系，因为开言英语我们所有的会员课程都是由我们的北美主播外教精心为大家编写和录制的，所以你一定会学到最正确最自然的英语口语表达方式。大家可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单的链接先免费试用一下，之后在公众号升级呢也有最优惠的一个价格，学习一年只要629，而且我们每天都会更新课程。 OK, thank you for listening and we'll see you next time.
Bye guys.